We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
We have to remember to refrain from being controlled by our emotions. Even though our emotions are a huge part of our biology, it does not mean that we should be controlled by them. The Bible says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." It's Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. It is a wonderful blessing to be on the air this morning in this chilly, wintry February Sunday. God is good. The Bible teaches us that we should rejoice in the Lord and that we should rejoice in the day that God has made, for God is the maker of it. And God has given us a day. He's allowed us to wake up this morning to serve Him, to bring glory to Him. And I hope that you have your Bible with you this morning, because we're going to look at this wonderful timeless truth in Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 7. And we're going to consider who we are. We're going to look at our life, and we're going to look at who we are upon this earth. How did God make us? Because our world today would say that we're just a chance, we're just a mistake, we're just an accident, that we have really no purpose on this earth at all, and that you should just live your life and do whatever you want because you don't have any purpose. But the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 7, it's our text, the Bible says that God created us and He breathed into our nostrils and we became a living soul. We became a living soul. I want us to, for our Bible study this morning, I want us to think about that word soul. The soul is the conscience of man. And the Bible says that we became a living soul. Listen, God created us to live forever. And one day we'll exit this old body and we will step into eternity. And there's only two different destinations that you can go to. You can go to heaven or you can go to hell. Hell is the separation of God in a literal place of torment. Heaven is a place of eternal bliss with God, created for those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. There's only two destinations after death. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. So God created us as a living soul. We are eternal. And when we look at our soul, that idea of the soul is our heart. And our heart is broken up into our mind, our emotions, and our will. Now, oftentimes when you hear about the heart, you think about that, you know, that organ in our body that pumps blood throughout our entire body, and without it we would die. The Bible says the life is in the blood, and it took a while for doctors to figure out what God already told us and what God already knew, because God's the creator. So this Bible word describes the core of who we are, the way that we react to the circumstances of our life, the fears that we have, the pursuits of our life. All of this, you know, is affected by our emotions, our mind, and our will. And all of these things define who we are. They all come from our heart. The heart is the hub of our emotions and our mind. And before an action is performed in our life, before a word is spoken, that action and that word derives from our heart. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, if you have your Bible, then find the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 7. There's a lot of wonderful proverbs in the Bible, and these proverbs are just so powerful for our life and our everyday practical living. And the Bible says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. We are what our heart is. Your heart is the real you. And that's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. Matthew 15, verse 18. Verse 19 says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Out of the heart proceed murders and adulteries and fornications and thefts and false witness and blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands defile not a man. The Pharisees were so concerned about washing their hands as a part of the ceremonial law that they neglected their own heart. And Jesus said, listen, your focus is to be your heart, because your heart is the real you. Before you act, before you speak, all of these things come from the heart. So what does the Bible say about your heart? Well, you might be surprised. You might want to have a seat. You might want to buckle your seatbelt. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. An old Chinese proverb goes something like this. If there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. If there is beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. If there is harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. If there is order in the nation, then there will be peace in the world. Listen, the only righteousness in our heart is that which is of God. That's why the psalmist said this in Psalm 139, verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 90, verse 12, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. We don't want to live our life according to a sinful heart, a sinful nature. No, we want to apply the word of God to our heart, so that we can live our life not based upon our emotions, not based upon our own reasoning. We want the word of God to dictate how we live our life. And this is what's going to separate a successful Christian from a Christian who struggles and a Christian that can't find victory, because they're living according to their own whims. They're living according to their own pathway. You know, the Bible teaches us in the book of Isaiah that God wants to lead us and direct us. But so many people, they create their own sparks. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried in the night to find your way with a spark. that's difficult to do. I would suggest to you that that's almost impossible to do. I remember as a kid, we'd go camping, and if you had to use the washroom at night, you'd grab the flashlight, and you would take that flashlight, and you would, you know, shine that flashlight on the pathway so you could see where you're going. I can't imagine walking to the washroom in the night with just a spark. And yet God says that's how God's people often live their life. They live their life with just a spark. They live their life with, you know, their emotions. They live their life according to their own will, their own desire, their own purpose, their own passion. And that's how their life is dictated. Well, if I want to do it, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to make my decisions based upon just following my heart. It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you, and if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
Their emotions. They live their life according to their own will, their own desire, their own purpose, their own passion. And that's how their life is dictated. Well, if I want to do it, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to make my decisions based upon just following my heart. And maybe someone has given you that advice. Well, just follow your heart. Don't follow your heart. That's terrible advice. If you follow your heart, it's going to lead you in a tough circumstance. Don't follow your heart. Follow God's word. Because God's word is not a spark. God's word is a lamp unto my feet. God's word is a light for my path. God's word will direct me and give me the wisdom and understanding I need to make decisions that glorify God. Decisions that please the Lord. And I think that ultimately that's what we all want, is for God to be pleased with our life. And so our heart, our soul, is the real us. Now, when we think of our heart, we can divide this again into our emotions, our mind, and our will. When we think about our mind, we're thinking about our thought life. The Bible says it this way in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, "Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Bring your thoughts into subjection. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Listen, the devil may be able to plant a thought in your mind, but you have to turn it down. You know, the old saying is, you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you can stop them from making a nest in your hair. And that's why the Bible teaches us to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 5. We cannot allow these imaginations. And when I talk about an imagination, I'm talking about something we believe is true but is not true. The Bible says to cast down these imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity our thought life to the obedience of Christ. So the Bible is number one, and emotions are wonderful. They're God-given. And our passions and purposes are wonderful, but they cannot rule our life. The Bible must be number one. We must be led by the Holy Spirit. If you're a Christian, then the Holy Spirit indwells you. And the Holy Spirit is who should be leading you in your life every day. So you need to purify your mind. You need to have a spiritual house cleaning, and you need to get rid of those thoughts that are against the Word of God, get rid of those thoughts that are against the nature of Christ, and you need to follow the Word of God as your guide and your light in this life. Now let's think about our emotions for just a moment. You know, the word joy is mentioned 242 times in the Bible. And other emotions are also mentioned. For example, grief is mentioned 35 times. Mourning is mentioned 47 times. And mourn is mentioned 138 times. Sadness is only mentioned once. And frightened is only mentioned 9 times. Whereas terror is mentioned 88 times in the Bible. The Word of God discusses multiple emotions as part of the human experience. Now, emotions are created by God, and we are emotional people, some more and some less, but we are created as emotional people. When God made man, God made us emotional. The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. God is near those who are emotional. Jesus Christ himself expressed his emotions when he went to the funeral of Lazarus. The Bible says that Jesus wept. But emotions cannot define who you are. Emotions are a part of you, but they cannot be you. And I encourage you to create an emotional journal and write down the name of the event and the day and the date. And whenever you have unpleasant or pleasant feelings, analyze the occurrence by recording the appropriate information in the following sections. The event, describe what happened. Feelings, identify your feelings. Thoughts, record thoughts or interpretations of, about, or at the time of the event. And the action, the state of what you said. Evaluate thoughts biblically. Identify other possible interpretations. Just because emotionally we want to react in a particular way, we have to remember to refrain from being controlled by our emotions. even though our emotions are a huge part of our biology, it does not mean that we should be controlled by them. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. There is no restraints on a drunken individual. All of the guards are down. All of the barriers are down. And they just reveal. They just pour out their emotions. And so the Bible teaches us that we're not to be controlled with alcohol or any controlled by any substance. We are to be controlled by the Holy Spirit of God. And we should allow the Holy Spirit to determine how we act and react. Now, when you look at the story of Stephen, and Stephen is being stoned to death, and he's done nothing but preach the gospel. He's a deacon in the early church. And the Bible says that he gives to those ungodly religious men the wonderful truth of Jesus Christ. And they become so angry with the message. They're not angry at Stephen, by the way. They're angry at the message, that they ran toward him and they begin to bite him. That's what the Bible says. They gnashed on him. And then they took large stones and they beat him to death with those large stones. Now, emotionally speaking, you'd be pretty angry and I'd be pretty angry. You know, emotionally speaking, we'd be hollering at those individuals saying, listen, you're going to get it one day. God is going to judge you. But the Bible says that Stephen was filled with the Holy Ghost. In other words, Stephen was controlled by the Holy Spirit. And the words that came out of his mouth were not emotional reactions, but they were spiritual reactions. Stephen said, Lord, don't lay this sin to their charge. We want the Spirit's influence in our life, not just in how we act, but also how we react. We don't want to be emotionally responsive. We want to be spiritually aware and follow the Spirit's leading in our life every day. Now let's think about our will. God has given us the ability to reason and respond. The Bible says it this way in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That idea there, that thought, a sound mind, is the ability to choose. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but God has given us power and love and the ability to choose. Therefore, every way that we act and every way that we react is a choice. Now think about this scenario for just one moment. Someone does something to you that is just not right and is not deserved. Now your mind and your emotions, what is in your heart, is all going to come boiling to the surface. Yet in the end, your action is a choice. God has given you the ability to choose. And so if you're struggling with anger and you have the attitude, well, I just can't help myself, then you need to get rid of that stronghold and that imagination, that thing you believe that is true, but it isn't true. You need to get rid of that from your mind, and you need to meditate on the things that are right, the things that are good, the things that are true, the things that are honest, because you had a choice. You didn't have to emotionally react. You could have chose to react in a biblical, spirit-led fashion. Listen, we all fall into sin, and we deliberately choose to sin. The Bible says it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. You always have an exit. God always gives you a choice. And you need to make sure that you have a healthy soul. Forgive and let go. Stay away from those that affect the mind. Stay away from those people that are negative and are ungodly. Guard your heart, the Bible says, with all diligence, because from your heart come the issues of life. Don't let bitterness fester. Don't let hate fester in your life. People say, well, just speak your mind. Don't speak your mind. Speak the grace of God. Speak the compassions of God. Follow the word of God for your life. And be spirit-directed. Don't be an impulse-directed individual or an emotional individual and just say whatever is in your mind. That's a dangerous thing. No, listen, allow the Lord to lead you and direct you. And may the Holy Spirit guide and direct your lips in those moments in your life.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.